Next is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 1st, 1975, in Nairobi, Kenya.
Explaining last night that earth, water, air, fire, they have come from Krishna's energy. Can you explain how it has come? Anyone know? People may say that you can say like that, but it proves that the earth has come from Krishna. That's all right. That is your scripture says. But I am a third person. Why shall I believe in your sister? You prove. You are quoting from your own scripture. I don't take your scripture. You give me practical explanation how earth has come from Krishna.
One has to accept
this. That you may accept.
Krishna has left here 5,000 years ago.
That's all right. It doesn't matter.
For everyone, because you're part of Krishna too.
That is your saying. You prove that.
That's not my saying, that's my Lord's saying.
Like that's all right.
Child has to accept the authority of her mother to know about his
father. That is all right, but you give some practical explanation. That how water, earth has come from.
The only practical explanation we can have, or any living entity has, is that explanation which his father gives him, Supreme Lord gives him. Mm. He has given his.
That is all right. Still, vigyan means gyan and vivek. Vivek means personal convictions. That is called vigyan. Gyan and Vigyan, one knowledge you get from me, and then you practically apply your consciousness that yes, what Prabhupada has said, it is right. That is called Vigyan. One knowledge accepting blindly from the outside, that is knowledge. But how it is practically made, or done, that understanding is called vigyan.
We have so many examples of
give that example, creation. That I want.
We have so many examples of scientific creations by intelligent brain personalities on this planet. So many things which we can see, like the clothes we wear, the machines we're using in our everyday life, which require.
So how Krishna has prepared art? That I want.
So we can see by studying the nature.
Yes.
Of the construction of this earth, that it is much more intelligent.
So how earth is coming from Krishna? Tell me that.
Scientists say that this earth came from gases, but they cannot explain exactly where those gases have come from. That is that source, that is Krishna.
No, they do not know, but we know.
Yes.
How in your abdomen, belly, gas is formed. How? There was no gas, but automatically the gas is formed. And therefore, sometimes if it is much gas, then you go for treatment. So, this is practical. The gas is also generating from my body. So, as I am an individual, instinctual body, if there is possibility of generating little gas, so Krishna's gigantic body, why not gigantic volume of gas? This is the explanation.
Materialistic scientists, they're saying that matter is energy. So we understand if it's energy, there must be energetic.
Yes. So how the energy thing is producing, this is common. Gas is forming. Just like you perspire, there is water. So 1 ounce of water may come from your body. So water is coming from your body. So why not from the gigantic body of Krishna, the oceans, millions of oceans come out? This should be the understanding. We see practically that water is coming out from my body. So it may be 1 ounce or less than that, because my body is very small. But Krishna's body is unlimited. So why not unlimited supply of water? This should be the common sense. And this body, what is this? It is earth. And if the body will be dead, it will be earth. So I am spirit soul, a small particle, so much earth has come from me. Now why not Krishna, the Supreme Spirit? This is the experience. God is great, I am small. From me, a small quantity of earth is coming, water is coming. Why not from the gigantic body of Krishna? So huge, I will say, volume of water, gas, and everything. As you see, it is coming. So therefore Krishna is correct. He is correct. But for our understanding, we can understand like this. Chemicals. The chemicals come in from our body. There is so many salt. You test the blood or the perspiration, you find so many chemicals.
For our body to produce.
Not just to produce, just to understand that I am part and parcel of Krishna. So the chemical and the water and the earth is coming from my body. So why not Krishna's body, gigantic, the greatest, the chemicals, water, earth, water. When Krishna says, Vamirapanalo, it is my energy, that's fact. Where is the difficulty to understand? We are little sample of God, a small God. So if we can produce this body, the spirit soul, as I described yesterday, 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair, is very, very minute. From that minute spirit, so much earth, water, fire is coming. So why not the Supreme Spirit, huge quantity of water, earth, will not come? How one can deny it?
Well, verbal analogies don't prove a scientific effect.
Then you are a rascal. Verbal energy is proof. It is a small quantity producing. Large quantity producing. Where is the verbal? This is practical.
But that's assuming that God has a body.
Yes, God has a body.
Or there even is a God.
Huh? But that is, you are blind rascal, you cannot see. That does not mean that he has no body. You cannot see even the president's body here. That means President has no body. You rascal, you cannot understand. Because you cannot see the President's body, you cannot say, no, President is bodiless. That is your defect. You become qualified to see the President, you see he's got a body. Those who are not qualified to see him, they can say that he has no body. But why he has no body? Shastra says, so if we remain fools and rascals, that is another thing. But he has a body. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Brahma is saying. Why he has no body? Satchidananda Vigraha, Vigraha means body.
But we don't know, so we're taking the
You do not know, therefore you have to learn. If you want to remain rascal, fool, and still you want to know, that is not possible. You have to know from the real source. Then you will know. But if you keep yourself in the rascal platform, then how you know? Basically, you have to go to school to learn things. So how you can learn at home? Because vijnanartham sa guru meva vigacche, you have to go in order to understand that science. So how do you argue keeping yourself in darkness? In darkness you cannot see anything. No, I do not see anything. Therefore there is nothing. Is that very good reason? You are blind, you cannot see in the darkness, there is another thing. The things are there. You make your eyes operated and manifest your vision, then you will see. Therefore, ajnana timirandhasya jnananjana salakaya chakshur militam jena tasmai sri gurave. Everyone is blind in darkness. He cannot see anything. So one who opens the eyes, jnananjana salakaya, the torch of knowledge, he is guru. This is the description of guru. If you are blind and you have a blind guru, there is no use. Guru means who is not blind. I may be blind. Then that will be effective. This is no reason. I cannot see what you are. You can see. You cannot see the president. But how you want to see God without being qualified? This is layman's, rascal's reason. I cannot see, I do not see. What you are, what you can see? You do not, first of all, evaluate what is your position and you want to see something. The formula is there. Premanyana charita bhakti bilochanena santas sadaivaridayesu biloka. One who has developed love of God is always seeing God. So where is that qualification? You are not lover of God, you are lover of dog. So how you can see God? You can see dog. Go on seeing dog, perpetually. And at the time of death, see the dog and become a dog. That's all.